Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast with Kevin Harrington and Seth Green. Kevin Harrington is the inventor of the infomercial, one of the original sharks from the hit TV show Shark Tank, and has generated over $5 billion in TV and digital direct response sales. Seth Green is the world's first trusted authority on cutting-edge direct response marketing, a best-selling author, and the only three-time Marketer of the Year nominee. On the podcast, Kevin and Seth interview sharkpreneurs who share straight talk on what it takes to explode your business.
49 faces looked to him in triumph. Over the last 12 months, they had each taken turns and promoted his business for a week at a time, driving over $987,342 in revenue. What if you had a network of 50 centers of influence who promoted your business every week for a year? Grab your copy of the number one Amazon best-selling book, The Ultimate Guide to Growing Your Business with a Podcast, at 33% off the Amazon price by going to ultimatepodcastbook.com. Again, that website for 33% off the Amazon price is ultimatepodcastbook.com. Welcome to the podcast. This is your co-host, Seth Green. Today, I've got the good fortune to be joined by Scott Beebe from mybusinessonpurpose.com, where Scott works with business owners and their key leaders, building systems, processes, and purpose using the Business on Purpose roadmap to liberate businesses from the chaos of working in their business and help them get their lives back. He is also the author of the amazing book, Let Your Business Burn. Scott, thanks so much for joining us.
Seth, thank you. Appreciate you having me here.
My pleasure. Let's go back in time a little bit. How did you get started?
Well, it is like many other entrepreneurs, is a fragmented blueprint, right? There's no straight linear line to get you to the point. And so I had a background as a telemarketer, a drug salesman. This is actually the start of a good joke now that I think about it. But anyway, a telemarketer, a drug salesman, a pastor, and then a nonprofit director for a couple of years.
They all walked into a bar.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so 2015, all of those experiences converged. And on February 27th, 2015, we started Business on Purpose. And as you read at the outset, that is our aim, is to liberate business owners from chaos to make time for the things that matter most for them.
So how does and again, we want people to go get the book, and we'll certainly tell them where they can go get it sure, if they stay to the end. But how does a telemarketer, drug salesperson, pastor, nonprofit turn into an expert in helping business owners get their lives back?
Yeah. So one of the things that we found, and obviously in some of the historical work that I've done, I realized that there were a couple of things that in a modern context, we consider to be relatively novel concepts for us to be able to pull from the Peter Druckers, the Jim Collinses of the world in organizational leadership. Things like vision, mission, values. So there's things that we sort of cliche and roll our eyes at. I realized, no. There's a pretty substantial historical perspective around those things. And there's a reason they exist. And there's a reason that we underutilize them. We don't undercreate them. In fact, a lot of us create them. But then I see you got a bookshelf behind you. We take all the stuff we've created, the stuff we've entered, and then stick it on the bookshelf and just let it sit there. And there was an old quote, I think it was Thomas Edison, who said, vision without implementation is hallucination. And that's what we do a lot when it comes to the articulated purpose statements of your vision story, which, by the way, is a very detailed snapshot of the future of your business. Should be multiple pages long, not a sentence or a paragraph. And then that what we call power-packed 10-word or less mission statement, which is really your vision story in miniature, and then that's sort of flanked by these 3 to 5 unique core values. These aren't excellence, respect, integrity. I hope both you and I have that. That's kind of the low barrier to entry. But these are things that are unique to you. Like, we've got a core value, 85-15. Another one of our core values is the 4 R's. So when I say those, Seth, they should make you ask questions as to what those things are. They're very, very unique to who we are.
Absolutely. So how does a business owner know they need you?
We've got some key phrases. We actually have a section in our vision story. It's called the client section, our vision story. And in that client section is a listing of all the phrases that we have heard clients before they became clients say. Scott, I feel like I'm constantly putting out fires. That's where the title of our book came from, by the way. Scott, I feel like we're constantly throwing Hail Marys. I'm so frustrated. I've got more money going out the back of the building than is coming in the front of the building. Like, all of these phrases, when you start to feel like chaos is beginning to impose its will on your business. You're up at 11:37 at night doing invoicing or billing or estimating or whatever. That's where you look around and go, I need a guide. I need somebody to help me scale this mountain because I'm not going to be able to do it myself and keep my sanity. You can do it yourself, but you're going to get to the top of a mountain and completely lose your sanity and really not want to be there.
That makes a lot of sense. And I think that we've all been there. Talk to us about the magical transformation. What does it look like when we come out on the other side of this?
Yeah, well, it's a lot of stories. I'll give you one that just happened last week. We have a client who owns a property management firm. By the way, about 82% of the companies we work with are in the architectural, engineering, and construction, mainly construction industries. And then we have a lot of peripheral businesses we work with. So property management happens to be one of those. And this particular owner, his wife, started battling breast cancer about 3 years ago. And one of the big questions we ask is, what happens to your business if something happens to you? Or in this case, what happens to your business if something happens to your wife? Well, she starts fighting breast cancer. He wants to be there with her. And so she goes through this whole thing and she ends up beating breast cancer. But obviously there's a lot of both intra-cancer and post-cancer surgeries that she's got to go through. So 2 weeks ago, this from the time you and I are recording right now, she was on her 11th surgery. This was a specialized surgery that was going to have to take place in New Orleans, Louisiana. It's one of the only places in the world they actually do this type of surgery. And so Les, the owner of the business, was able to leave his business for 2 weeks. The business not only ran, but it grew while he was gone. And he was able to spend that time with his wife while she battled through that 11th surgery and had 10 days of recovery stuck in a hotel room in New Orleans, Louisiana. And so he was present. And it's one of the things we're most proud of, it is out of the 88 clients that we work with around the country, the majority of them take 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 weeks away from their business every year, sometimes all together, and their business not only runs, but it grows.
That is absolutely incredible. And I think every business owner would love a business that not only ran without them, but grew without them. What are some of the most common business mistakes that we as business owners are making?
So we call them blind spots. We actually have a talk around this blind spot. I did not realize this until we started doing the research, but actually every human being has a physical blind spot. There's an exercise. You can just look this up on the internet. There's an exercise you can do with a dot and sort of a square on two sides of a paper and move and keep them about a foot away from your face and move them in. At some point, the item on the left-hand side begins to go away. We all have a blind spot that's this sort of fragment in our eyes. And so we have blind spots as business owners as well. One of those blind spots is we never articulated the vision or the destination of our business where we're going in the first place. That's one of them. A second blind spot is that we don't take and subdivide every dollar that comes in the business. We treat the dollar as if it's all our dollar, not realizing that in business, as in life, a dollar is not a dollar. A dollar out is always more than a dollar, and a dollar in is always less than a dollar. So think about that. Next time you go buy a sandwich at the store, it says $10. Do you pay $10? No, you pay $10.50 or $10.70 or whatever. A dollar out is always more than a dollar. And then when you get your paycheck, even if you're an entrepreneur, you're an S-corp, so you draw a paycheck from your business. When you get $100 in your paycheck, do you get $100? No, you get less than $100. And so having that financial literacy is a common myth. And so when dollars start flowing in, the business owners think they own all of it rather than forcefully subdividing those dollars and putting them in their different homes before they start to send them out so that they understand what profit is actually theirs at the end of the day.
Why do you it's a really common issue. Why do you think we keep having business owners keep having this problem?
Yeah. So one of the biggest issues with business owners is not cash flow. Because when I say that word, we think about QuickBooks and cash flow statements and all that stuff. But the biggest challenge is watching the flow of cash. So take cash flow out for just a second and let's flip it around and let's call it the flow of cash. When a lot of businesses get income in, there is a presumption in what they call Parkinson's Law. Actually, Mike Michalowicz talks about this in his book, Profit First. And Parkinson's Law says this: work expands to the time we allot it.
Yeah.
Well, the same is true with money and bank accounts, but it's a little bit reversed. And so the idea is money leaks based on the bank accounts allotted to it. In other words, the fewer bank accounts we have, the more our money leaks. And it just starts to seep out. Money gets spent. But when we take that lump sum of money and we begin to break it down into 4 or 5 or 7 or 8 bank accounts, our little business has 9 bank accounts. We've got a lot of clients that have 20 and 30 bank accounts because they subdivide all these dollars out for cost of goods, for operating expenses, for capital expenditures, for taxes, for profit, et cetera. New hires. We actually have a lot of people that have a new hire account because they're nervous about hiring. So they flood an account with money over time, and now they've got some courage in that account. And so I think one of the reasons owners, this is such a common problem is because they think in their mind, they're too sophisticated and they'll just do everything on a spreadsheet. But the reality is we won't. We need to subdivide these things because our dollar will retain based on the number of accounts that we park it in.
That makes a lot of sense. And Mike's been on the show. We love Profit First. How does your process, there's a number of folks who've been on the show who've written books and have companies like, let's say, Scaling Up with Vern Harnish or EOS with Gino Wickman. How does your My Business on Purpose process differ, enhance, et cetera?
Yeah, no, great question. So we've got a full-scale roadmap. We actually have a series of 4 roadmaps along a continuum that we call Base Camp, climbing the first mountain, and then the longevity of that second mountain. And whereas there are a lot of people in our space, I say there's a lot of people, there's really not. There's a concentrated number of professional organization like ours or like EOS or like Scaling Up or whatever. And they've got garages filled with helpful tools, just like we have a garage filled with helpful tools. Our handles are orange, their handles on their tools are blue or purple or whatever color. One of the things that is unique for us is our high touch coaching model. So it's not a once a quarterly model or anything like that. We are high touch with a radical frequency, offering our clients up to about 52 engagements per year in our regular coaching model at some higher level of frequency to others, right? So they're all, and some involve the owners, some involve the key leaders. So we're very high touch organization in what we do. And the other element that we really dive heavily in is the personal side of life. We are not life coaches. I want to be very clear on that. But the very first segment within our vision story module, of which there's 7 segments, is what we call the family and the freedom section. And we have this statement that says this: life and business necessarily intersect. I think we're just being robots if we think that if something happens at work, it doesn't affect us at home. And if something happens at home and it doesn't affect us at work, that's you're not a human being if that happens. The reality is life and business necessarily intersect. And so we need to build the business around what we're trying to build in our life. And so we really work hard to merge those two things.
That makes a lot of sense. With all the success, you gave an example about a gentleman being able to, a husband being able to be there for his wife and have his business grow in his absence. Is that the most, I mean, obviously we want to be able to be there for our spouses, but I'm sure we're not doing this solely for, God forbid, something goes wrong. So give us the happy scenario of, hey, my revenue is up X, my hours worked are down Y, my blood pressure dropped type of thing.
Yeah, so I've got a lot more of the up stories that you talk about than the down stories of cancer and that sort of thing. And so some of the big up stories that we've got a client that all he did was start to implement the first phase of the roadmap that we walked through. He was a $7 million company with $32,000 of cash in the bank. Now, just do the math on that. That's not where you want to be. You'd like to have a lot higher margin of cash in the bank for that. And within about 12 months, he saw a 10 times increase in cash just by following the methodology that we had laid out and starting to lay out the cultural side of things as well. So bringing the people side in with the profit side. We work in 4 major sections of the business: purpose, people, process, and profit. And then every year, as I mentioned earlier, we have many of our businesses that take multiple weeks and or months out of the business. But I'll go ahead and tell you a story about me, because not only are we coaching our clients to this, but we as a business are living this ourselves. Last year, my wife and I celebrated 25 years of marriage. The day before, we graduated our final child from high school. And 2 months before that, I walked my daughter down the aisle. So all that happened within about a 2 to 3 month period. And in July of that year, Ashley and I left our business for 31 days, no email, no Slack, no text, and no phone calls with our team for 31 days. And we gave them one mission, and that was to grow the business by one client. And they grew the business by one client. And so it's not just stories about all the clients we serve, but we're actually drinking the Kool-Aid ourselves And in the 8.5 year of our business, I was able to leave the business for 31 days. And the business not only ran, but it grew without me.
That is absolutely incredible. With all the success you've achieved for yourself, your business, and your clients' businesses, what's your biggest challenge now?
So there's a couple of things. But if you drill it down, I would boil it down to this one word, Seth, and that is clarity. The number one challenge is to bring clarity. As an organization grows, it's kind of like a shrub in your yard. It just gets a little wrangly, right? It gets a little confusing. And so periodically, you have to trim that shrub back. So we're in a constant state through our quarterly goal planning. We do it every 13th weeks, both with our business and our clients' business. It gives us an opportunity to stand back, look at the shrub, see how it's grown, and start to trim those things back. So our greatest challenge is making sure that we are constantly in a state of providing clarity for our team, for our clients, and for our soon-to-be clients as well. So everybody's got clarity on the synergy of where we're going and the vision of the business.
That makes a lot of sense. Your passion is obvious. What do you like best about what you're doing?
Probably that Mondays are my favorite day of the week. At this point, I think I've reversed course as to what the rally cry of an American culture is, where, you know, we're trying to get to Friday, the old 9 to 5 and that sort of thing. And so I think the joy of this work is being able to say, hey, this is a gift. This is an opportunity. This is not doldrum.
Awesome. Your passion is obvious. What do you like best about what you're doing?
Being able to see, so, you know, I mentioned we start with everybody that we have at what we call base camp and down here at base camp. And so being able to meet somebody for the first time, many of whom are frustrated, irritated, and they are completely swathed by chaos. And then when we get that first text, that first phone call, that first picture, that's 2 months or 6 months or 12 months down the road that goes, man, you're not going to believe this. Look what happened. And it was a direct result of the guide and the coaching that we had taken them down. Once we see that, that's sort of the joy that's infectious. And now we've got an internal Slack channel. We have a team of 10 and we've got an internal Slack channel, and being able to hear those stories every single week, that is huge, huge joy for us.
What inspired you to write the book?
Probably a couple of things. I'm in a mastermind group. Those guys wouldn't leave me alone. They kept saying, hey, this thing needs to get out. It needs to get out. And I realized the value of, in fact, one of our 5 core values is write it down. So there's value to that. Michael Gerber, the old fashioned e-myth guy, right? He said, if you don't write it down, you don't own it. And so we've actually adapted on that and say, if you don't write it down, it doesn't exist. And quite frankly, I wanted to be able to get to the end of my life and realize that my kids and my grandkids had some of what I thought in my head out on a sheet of paper, whether they like it or not, buy it or not, I don't care. But the reality is, at least they got to hear what dad or granddad or great granddad was thinking way back when.
That is awesome. We know your time is incredibly valuable. We greatly appreciate you spending some of it with us. For our folks watching or listening, where is the best place for them to go learn about My Business on Purpose? And where is the best place for them to go get the book, Let Your Business Burn?
Yeah, just search Let Your Business Burn on Amazon and then go to our website, mybusinessonpurpose.com. And if you go there and do a /healthy, so mybusinessonpurpose.com/healthy, you can take about a 5 to 7 minute healthy assessment to start to understand the back end health of your business. It will actually give you a metric for what that looks like. Incredibly valuable. And you can actually have everybody in your business take it. You guys compare scores as well.
Awesome. Well, again, this has been Seth Green with Scott Beebe from mybusinessonpurpose.com. Scott, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Seth.
Thanks, everybody, for watching or listening. We will talk to you or see you next time.
Why do so many businesses struggle while others seem to explode overnight? Do you wish you had the secret to this type of exponential growth? Now, I've scaled more than 20 businesses to over $100 million, and it's not just luck. In my new book with Mark Tim, Mentor to Millions, you'll learn the repeatable framework I use in all my business ventures for massive success. Order at kevinmentor.com and get over $1,000 in bonuses. Head to kevinmentor.com.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.